Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, and Jake Gutierrez. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, January 17th, 2019. We'll talk to Nick Lecky a little bit later, Mike Giardi, and also Gary Lezak will give you a forecast, whether you want it or not. Let's talk to our friend Michael Lombardi from The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter. M. Lombardi NFL is his handle. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I am good. Thank you, Stephen, Nate. I'm sure you guys are excited, and I don't think Kansas City's weather this much reporting done in the last 5 days in the history of the city.
Boy, everyone's focused on the forecast, but you know what? It was a snowstorm. It was cold. It was bad, but nobody seemed to care last Saturday when the Chiefs were beating the Colts 31-13, and as cold as it might be on Sunday, nobody's going to care if the Chiefs go out and beat the Patriots. And so let's start with what you thought of the Chiefs' performance against the Colts that put them in this game on Sunday.
Well, I think it was pretty clear from the first play of the game that the Colts weren't really ready to play. They had a lot of guys that were beat up. I think the run to get them into the playoffs and extend and win the playoff game became a little bit too much for them to overcome. The Chiefs understood how to play in cold weather. I thought Travis Kelce catching the football in, as well as he did in that weather was really remarkable. And let's face it, Eric Ebron from North Carolina played in a dome at Detroit, played in a dome at Indy. He wasn't ready to catch the football. And I think they got a team that really wasn't ready to play, and they dominated them.
So they dominated at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball as well, which wasn't supposed to be the case going into it. What did that game tell us about maybe the Chiefs' offensive and defensive line?
Well, I think, look, the Chiefs' offensive line has been interesting all season. The fact, you know, Baltimore game, they throw 51 passes, never get called for holding, even though the Chiefs are one of the most penalized teams in football. I thought they did a great job in that game. But, look, the footing really benefited the Chiefs. I think there's no doubt. And the Chiefs' defensive line played well. I mean, look, they had a good read on the run game. They pressured Andrew Luck. I thought Andrew Luck did not play well in the game. Too many balls batted down. But that was last week. This week's a different challenge. I'm not sure I'm going to tell you I'm buying the Chiefs are a good defense. But I will tell you I think they showed improvement.
So let's talk about the matchup between the Chiefs' offense and the Patriots' defense. What do you expect Bill Belichick to do to try to slow down the Chiefs' offense?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have the Kareem Hunt element. I mean, if you go back and watch the tape, Stephen, I mean, Kareem Hunt had a chance for a wheel route early in the game for a touchdown. Mahomes overthrew him. You know, he also had 80 yards rushing, 10 carries. He had 100 yards receiving, made some huge plays in the game. Now, someone's going to have to fill that 185-yard role. And if you're Belichick, you're limited in what you can do because Andy will stretch the field horizontally and show the lack of team speed this Patriot team has. I think the game that the Patriots should worry most about is the Miami game, where Miami was able to utilize their skill, spread the field. Because remember, Miami's running Kansas City's offense. Certainly not as well, certainly not as effectively, and certainly not as talented. But they do that. And I think that's going to be the issue for New England. How do they stop that? And I don't think they can.
Okay, so you mentioned the great day that Kareem Hunt had. Damian Williams coming off a game where he had 129 yards on the ground, and then he also had 25 yards receiving on five catches. I would assume, though, the Patriots would still try to make him prove that again. Are you a believer in Damian Williams?
Well, I think he's got to do it in the passing game. I mean, that's where I've said all along, losing Kareem Hunt was going to be an issue more in the passing game than in the run game. I mean, the run game's one thing, but the passing game, especially against the Patriots where the linebackers are slow, they don't have a cover linebacker. If Andy goes empty and takes him back and extends him out, and he puts Hill and Kelce to the same side, you know, he's going to get a matchup that Mahomes is going to want to handle anytime he wants to throw the ball because they just don't have enough speed on defense to handle it. So I think it's going to be imperative that Williams makes plays in the passing game and not just on screens. They're going to play the screens. Andy loves to throw screens on first down. They're going to play the screens well. It's the passes down the field, the wheels, the seams, those kind of plays Williams has got to make plays in.
Michael Lombardi is our guest. Michael, how do you think the Chiefs' pass rush will fare trying to get to Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, look, it's The last time they played, Chris Jones is a major factor inside, right? He was disruptive. The outside guys never really bother Brady because they run around the corner. It's going to be Chris Jones. They got to do a better job of handling him. They've got to do a better job of getting into the paint and making Brady not be allowed to step up in the pocket. And they throw the ball so quickly that it's difficult. But I think the Kansas City fans will have a lot to say about this game because that game played in New England. New England had the crowd noise in their favor. This week, it's not going to be the same. And that's where I think the difference in the game is going to be, the crowd.
The weather's been a big topic of conversation because earlier this week, everybody was talking about an Arctic blast coming into Kansas City, and it was going to be the coldest game in Arrowhead history. But every single day, the predicted high temperature starts to creep up. They're predicting it the high in the mid-20s now. Do you think the weather plays a factor in this game at all?
No. I mean, the Patriots love to practice in it. The Patriots go outside no matter what the weather is. The Patriots never, ever go inside. They have a really bad indoor facility. It's not very nice. They never go in it. They'll go out in the rain, slow, sneeze. It doesn't matter. They're going outside. They could care less. They love it. It's not going to factor the game. Wind will factor the game. And I think the 20-mile-an-hour wind will ultimately control what happens offensively.
So, you know, we talked about Kareem Hunt playing in these last couple of games and being very good against the Patriots in the past game. But one guy that didn't play in this last game that is available and is healthy is Justin Houston. How much of an impact do you think he makes in this game since he didn't play in the last matchup?
Well, I think he makes a huge one. I mean, you know, that he can come around the corner, he can power. But again, this is really going to be about the inside pressure. I mean, Bob Sutton knows that getting around the edge on Brady is not always easy. He steps up. So you got to have somebody in the paint to where, whether it's, you know, it's Jones inside that can make a play. And I think that's going to be the game. And look, he gets rid of the ball so damn quick. And those corners are going to have to be able to lock down short on these short routes. And if they play too much man, they'll get picked. But look, the challenge that the Patriots have is the last time they played them, the Chiefs only had the ball 53 plays. They almost had 500 yards. And it was a field goal game. And I thought Mahomes probably didn't play anywhere near his level. Now, Brady didn't play as well either. He turned the ball over on a horrible 3rd-and-10 sack, forced fumble, bad play by Brady. But that being said, I think the Chiefs look at this tape and say, we missed Kelce wide open. We missed Tyreek Hill wide open. We missed Hunt wide open. We turned the ball over in the red zone. We can't do that. And I think if they play a little better, I think it gives them the advantage.
Who do you think, obviously Tom Brady's the focal point, but between James White and Sony Michel or this version of Gronkowski or Edelman, who's the guy that the Chiefs have to most worry about?
Well, look, James White's a wide receiver. Let's face it. He's not a running back. He's a wide receiver. So you got to match on him correctly, okay? And then Sony Michel, you've got to stop him from running the ball. And when the Patriots go on the road, their run game isn't as effective. So there's an issue there. Edelman's always going to be Brady's favorite target. And they're going to find the guy that in the corner that they want to go to and that they want to exploit. And that's going to be the guy that you're going to have to shut down. Where your weak link is, the Patriots will show it to you. But for me, this game's really about stopping Michel running the football and pressuring Brady inside.
Why isn't the Patriots' run game as good on the road? I feel like it seems like the pass game would be more affected by the crowd noise. Why are they not as good running the ball away from home?
Well, it's always the run game. Nate, on the road. The run game is all about the snap count. The run game is about getting off on the ball. And if the defense has the advantage of getting off at the same time as the offense does, then there's no sense in having a snap count. And the line of scrimmage gets controlled by the defense. And that's why run games on the road are so damn hard. And that's why that number is really important. Now, they ran the ball effectively in Chicago early in the season, but that was a long time ago. And it's going to be harder with that crowd noise. A night game at 5:40, a lot of Jack Daniels in the stands. I mean, I think it's going to be hard.
I believe Jake is actually sitting next to Jack Daniels in the game. That's who's got seats with. All right, Michael, this is what we're waiting for. So you tell me how you think this game is going to play out and ultimately who's going to win the game.
Oh, I think the matchups favor Kansas City. I don't think New England defensively, they haven't stopped anybody on the road defensively where they've held somebody under 212 yards is the least amount of pass yards anybody's got on the road. I mean, six of the eight games teams have run for 100 yards against them on the road. I love the Patriots as a person. I've won two Super Bowls with them. But in this game, it's a hard matchup because they can force you to defend the width of the field and the length of the field. I think Kansas City wins 27-20.
Michael Lombardi, I hope we're talking to you next week about a Super Bowl matchup for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good luck. State's over. Drive safe.
Thank you very much, Michael Lombardi from The Athletic. What's Jake doing right now? What's he doing?
My nose is itching.
What are you doing?
I don't know. That's two picks for the Chiefs in one hour.
We've had two national pundits on. Both are picking the Chiefs. I need to go stand outside on the deck.
It makes my nose itch.
Scream at the sky.
And Michael Lombardi, I really expected him to pick the Patriots because he's got connections with
the
Patriots.
He won a couple of trophies with them. He just said, I love the Patriots. Yeah. I won a couple of Super Bowl titles with them.
Yes.
But the matchups favor the Chiefs.
That's why I expected him to pick the Patriots.
Who'd he pick?
He picked the Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Hashtag Mahomes effect.
Play Living on a Prayer from Bon Jovi. Be weird if you played it from anyone else. But
are you saying we're halfway there?
Right, because I was listening to that song today, driving in. I have
Do you want me to hold your hand?
So I have, this will not shock you. As you guys know, I've made you mix CDs in the past. I have several playlists for moods when I'm driving.
You made one for us called Blanking Power Ballads, I believe, at one point.
Or songs awesome. For something. But the point is, I have workout playlist. I have a playlist called Chillin'. No G, just chillin'. Like, hey, I'd like to chill. Let me listen to this playlist.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have this on the way to Atlanta. Road trip. Oh, road trip playlist. You know what? Kids in the car playlist. You know, there's all of a sudden some Taylor Swift going on, and hey, what's happening? Imagine Dragons, hey. But I have a playlist, right? It's more like inspirational, you know? Like getting y'all pumped up and fired up. And this is on it. You know that. It gets you fired up.
Yeah.
Like kind of sports themes or whatever. And I was listening to this, and I heard so many things. Like, we are halfway there. You got to win two games in the playoffs to be the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. They're halfway there. And I want Patrick Mahomes to hold my hand, even though he can't. I'd like him to hold my hand during this game. And so you listen to this and crank it up in your car. Crank it up, Jake! Kansas City, we're halfway there. Take my hand, Patrick Mahomes. We'll make it, I swear. That's Patrick Mahomes singing to us, telling us we're halfway there. And he's telling you, if you're nervous or scared about it, take his hand.
How are you doing?
He said, we'll make it. And he swears.
How are you doing?
You know, my grandmother used to curse me out in Spanish whenever I would swear.
Well, there's different kinds of swear.
Well, no, if I swear, Grandma. Oh, no, 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 amigo. No, no. No, don't swear. And then she will apologize to our Mother Mary, several Hail Marys. And one more time with feeling, I want you to crank it up and know that Patrick Mahomes is singing to us, telling us we're halfway there. Hold our hands, Kansas City. Because I think we're going to the Super Bowl. Crank it up next. Crazy behind the wheel, just do this. But you can get fired up and draw your words. You do your cubicle, you pick up your keyboard, throw it. And it's going to work. Come on, Jakey. Big finish for
Kareem Hunt. Hands on his knees to the left of Patrick Mahomes, retreats after locating the mic backer. Delayed blitz by New England. Mahomes, corner pattern ready once Tyreek Hill makes the catch. Far side, touchdown! Kansas City! The Cheetah burned him last year. He burns him tonight and burns Devin McCourty on a 14-yard corner pattern.
And he's going to burn him again on Sunday. Gary Lezak with your fearless forecast. Up next right here on 458 810 WHB.